So this she was trying to teach them some basic cookery, but then it stopped because some senior officer had gone to this camp and discovered what the food was like. So lined everybody up for the camp and asked them all what they'd done in civilian life. And one of them had been a cook.
You've been a
But in fact, a
chef.
chef, yes, but he'd wanted to do something different in the war, so he hadn't admitted to this. But he was sent to the kitchen immediately.
So did you have a lot to do with this the soldiers? Was it?
Well, they're not that much. You haven't met them passing there on the road and so on like that, and they'll come by any eggs. And occasionally, well, most households, you might say, he'd some soldier of that. And again, the ones that Patricia's speaking about, my mother-in-law in Stromness, and met three soldiers that were, well, that's actually a good company. And we got on well. One was a Church of England clergyman, I think. One was Mr. Baptist, and one was a
Methodist.
Jew.
So Methodist.
The
A Methodist and
a
a Jew.
Methodist and a Jew. So Kathleen, she was a schoolgirl at the time, I was told to rush home and take the hammer to the cemetery.
Well, I think that's does them credit to realise that, actually.
Mum said it was such a revelation to Acadians to meet the different religions and gave them a much broader outlook to see that they were all ordinary people like them.
Mm-hmm.
The Jew was quite strict observant, wasn't he? Didn't Mum say that he was cipher officer at the Stromness Hotel, and the only appropriate food the hotel could provide was sardines, wasn't it? And somebody had sardines for his tea every night. I think those of other persuasion said that their religion certainly wasn't strong enough to make them eat sardines every night.
It is. Did you get any troops from the colonies? Or?
Well, I was going to tell a story that
no.
There was a Norwegian officer, well, a Norwegian used to come again. This was in Stromness where they had more than they. Well, Kathleen's fault, and one day he turned up with a young Norwegian serviceman and asked if he could come in. I said he had no English, but he just wanted to sit in a normal household for a bit, distinct from the camp. So Kathleen was a schoolgirl, and she had a boat, and she liked to go on the boat. And of course, tidal conditions, the boat would be hauled up a slip every time. And young girl thought, why should she spend all this time with this unemployed man getting the supper and so on? So she put her head in by the door and said, any volunteers to haul the boat? And this young Norwegian was the first man on his feet. So when they come back, this Norwegian pal asked him, he says, how did you know what was wanted? And he said, I understood haul and I understood boat.
I suppose, yeah.
Wasn't a story, Ernest Marwick had that about making himself understood using broader Cadian in Norway or something?
Yes, I think I've heard stories of that too, but that is an illustrator of one of the likeness of the languages.
We had a Norwegian student from Bergen, and she certainly said she found it very easy to understand. The sounds were the same, you know. But that's a good one.
It's when Norway fell, the troops came out and were stationed in a camp by the Brigg y Waith and weren't allowed to contact their families for some weeks, wasn't it?